Carnation Evaporated Milk presents A Star, Phyllis Thaxter on Stars Over Hollywood.
All right. So I was tried for murder, a murder I didn't commit, and I was found innocent by a jury of my peers. But that isn't enough. Now I have to be tried all over again by the public.
From Hollywood, California, where the world's favorite stars live and work, the world's favorite evaporated milk brings you transcribed Stars Over Hollywood. Each week, Carnation presents another famous name from motion pictures, television, and radio. Such distinguished performers as Joan Crawford, John Payne, Mitzi Gaynor. Today's star is lovely Phyllis Thaxter. Today's story, Jury of My Peers, is brought to you from Hollywood by Carnation, the milk from contented cows. Ladies, when you buy milk, buy wonderful Carnation evaporated milk. No other form of milk is so good in so many ways. Carnation.
Carnation for cooking.
Carnation for coffee.
Carnation for baby feeding.
Carnation is good whole country fresh cow's milk, concentrated to more than double richness through evaporation. Nothing is removed but water, nothing added but vitamin D. For your coffee, cooking, baby feeding, buy economical Carnation evaporated milk, the all-purpose milk, the milk from contented cows. And be sure to hear Carnation's home service director, Mary Blake, right after the first act of today's story. She'll tell you all about tempting cream sauce for your casseroles. And now, Act One of Jury of My Peers, starring Phyllis Thaxter in the role of Janice Kettmer. Curtain going up.
Miss Kettmer? Janice?
Oh, Miss Doyle.
It's time, Janice. The jury's coming in. We'll have to go back to the courtroom now, if you're ready.
Yes, I'm ready. I suppose I should comb my hair.
Well, perhaps a little makeup.
So I won't look so pale. I guess you're right.
Janice, for better or worse, this may be the last time we'll be together.
I know. You've been very kind to me, Miss Doyle.
Oh, no. A policewoman can't be kind in a situation like this. But I want you to know, Janice, I'm all for you. No matter what the verdict is, you'll always be one of my favorite people.
No, thank you. I wish we could have known each other sooner.
I wish we could have. Well, come on.
Well, it'll be over soon. Guess I should be glad for that. Do you think they'll believe me?
Juries are very strange.
But you know I didn't kill Mr. Rondeo, don't you?
Janice, dear, I can't have an opinion.
Not officially, of course, but...
You'll have to hurry, dear. Your lawyer's waiting. He wants to have a minute with you.
Yes, of course.
Janice, I want to be sure you understand what to do. If the verdict goes against us, try to bear up. I know that's hard, but don't go to pieces.
Go to pieces? After all this?
Just remember, we have plenty of grounds to demand a new trial. But if the verdict is not guilty, you must remember to thank the jury.
Thank them? For what, Mr. Layton? After all the misery I've been through, am I expected to show gratitude because they finally believe the truth?
Janice, you feel like this because you know that what happened in Rundio's apartment. But you must see it as it appeared to others. You've been going to his place evenings.
To play the piano for him, nothing else.
I know. But he was paying for your music studies. And it's hard for people who don't love music to understand that he wasn't paying.
A man old enough to be my father.
But still a man. As the prosecution pointed out, he might have tried to frighten you with that gun.
I wasn't even in the room.
But your fingerprints were on the gun.
I handled it. I told you that. He showed me the gun. It was the latest addition to his collection. It was defective. The expert admitted that. It went off accidentally.
Janice, I believe you. I wouldn't have volunteered to take the case if I hadn't thought you were innocent. Now, you must take something from me on faith.
All right, Mr. Layton.
I want you to thank the jury if the verdict is right. Now, that strikes you as a bit of hypocritical exhibitionism, but it's expected. And it will help afterward, because anything you do that's out of the ordinary will be pounced upon by the newspapers and the public. And it will all help to keep this thing alive.
You mean, even after I'm acquitted, it won't end there?
Not right away. You'll have to live it down, Janice.
Then, no matter what the verdict, I've got a great future.
You want a paper, Janice?
For my scrapbook? No, thanks. I'll remember it all.
Oh, no, you won't. You'll forget. It'll take a little time, but you will forget.
Will it be as easy as that?
It's over, Janice. You were acquitted. You thanked the jury, and very nicely, too. Now you can go home and sleep in a real bed.
Mr. Layton said he was going to drive me home.
Yes, he'll be here in just a minute. I'm going on ahead and get your apartment ready for you. Unless you'd rather not see any more police for a while.
No, you're not a policeman, Ruth. You're a friend.
I'll put that in my scrapbook. You just stand here a minute. Dan Layton will be along. I'll pick up some groceries.
Extra! Janice Kettler acquitted!
It's the third house on the left, Mr. Layton. No, don't stop. Look at all those people in front of my building.
No. Curiosity seekers.
They've come to stare at me.
It'll only take a moment to get inside. I sent Ruth Doyle ahead to open your apartment.
I know. There she is now. Oh, Ruth. What?
We'd better drive on, Mr. Layton. Janice, listen. You'll have to come home with me for a while.
But why?
Your apartment has been rented.
Rented? But how could it be? I paid up to the end of the month, and it's my apartment.
I know, but there's another couple living there now. It'll take a few days for them to move out.
That isn't my concern. My landlady will simply have to take care of it today. How could she have rented it?
She didn't think you were coming back.
She thought I'd be...
Her nerves are all shot. Janice, everything is going to be all right.
I'll go away. I'll leave this awful city. I won't stay here.
You aren't going anyplace except to bed. You're going to have a good night's sleep.
Oh, I wish I could go to sleep and never wake up. But I will wake up. You always do. Hello?
Hello, sleepyhead. Are you awake?
Oh, I've even had breakfast. You should have wakened me, Ruth, when you got up.
Oh, not the way you were sleeping. How are you, honey?
Oh, better, I think.
No more silly business about leaving town?
No. Right now, I want to find a job and get back to work.
Oh, why don't you just lie around for a few weeks?
Well, I can't. I've got to have some money so I can begin paying Mr. Layton.
I wouldn't worry about that. I'm sure Mr. Layton isn't.
Oh, there's the doorbell, Ruth.
Probably the maid. Well, I've got to rush anyway. I was just checking up on you.
I don't know why you're being so good to me.
Go answer the door, you dope. Goodbye.
Good morning. Miss Kettmer, isn't it?
Yes.
I was hoping maybe we could have a little talk, if it isn't too early for business, that is.
Business? But how did you know I was here?
Your lawyer gave me this address.
Oh, well, come in, please.
Thank you.
Please, sit down, Mr.
Welch. Here's my card. Oh,
Welch Artist Agency?
I don't see your piano, Miss Kettmer.
Oh, I don't have it here. This apartment belongs to a friend. I'm just a guest.
Ah, I see. Well, no matter. I don't have to hear you play, Miss Kettmer. I'd like to represent you in the music field. As a matter of fact, I already got an opening for you.
You mean play the piano? Professionally?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm not a professional. I'm nowhere near ready for the concert stage.
Oh, sure, sure. But how about playing popular piano?
But I've never played anywhere for pay. I'm really just a secretary. My music studies, well, it's merely been an ambition, a dream.
Ah, now, don't you worry about anything. I got just the spot for you to start. 3-week engagement at $250 a week.
$250 a week?
Sounds good, huh? Your name and lights, Janice Kettmer at the piano.
Oh, but I'd want to use a professional name.
Well, that's not exactly the idea, Miss Kettmer. You see, until you build up your reputation as a pianist...
I think I'm beginning to understand. It's the notoriety of my trial you want to sell, isn't it?
Publicity.
And it isn't even necessary that I play the piano. I could stand on my head or tell some tired jokes or sing a song.
Well,
the main thing is to let people stare at me as if I were some sort of a freak.
Oh, no, no, no. Not that exactly, Miss Kettner.
Yes, that exactly. And how would you bill me, Mr. Welch? Appearing nightly? Janice Kettner, the acquitted murderer.
Simply a matter of capitalizing on
the... I'm afraid you're wasting your time, Mr. Welch. I wouldn't be interested.
Oh. Well, if you should change your mind, I got a couple of other angles. He wouldn't have to appear in public if
Goodbye,
you just...
Goodbye, Mr. Welch.
Good. Bye.
Suppose you give me a little of your background. What experience have you had, Miss Johnson?
Well, a nearly 6-year secretary experience. Receptionist, PBX.
Hmm. Where have you worked?
The Apex Mortgage Company, and my last job was with a buying concern.
I see. Is your name really Miss Johnson?
Why, I... No.
I thought I recognized you when you came in.
So changing my name doesn't help. Oh, don't look so unhappy. I've been turned down at 7 other places today.
Well, you can't exactly blame them. Not many companies want that publicity, to say nothing of the distraction you'd cause among the other employees.
Don't apologize.
I'm sorry, but after all, you were in a front-page murder trial.
And found innocent by a jury of my peers. But that isn't enough. Now I have to be tried all over again by the general public.
Why don't you try another town? Some place where you aren't known.
Thanks. Thanks for your suggestion.
Honey, you'll get a job yet. 8 offices, Ruth. All of them badly in need of a secretary. But they don't need Janice Kettner, the notorious Janice Kettner.
Maybe a lawyer can help.
No doubt. That little Welch person said Mr. Layton gave him this address.
He was lying. Dan Layton wouldn't do anything except what's best for you. And he'll do more.
No, I've accepted enough help.
Well, I don't think he feels that way.
I haven't paid him for defending me, and here I am imposing on you. But not for long. I can get money. You're darn right I can.
Janice, what are you going to do?
Oh, I'm too much in the public eye. That's what one of them said. Too much publicity for our company. Very well. If I'm going to be a public figure, let's do it upright. Let's give it a real production. Mr. Welch, this is Janice Kettner. Yes, you said you knew ways of capitalizing on my publicity.
Janice, honey.
Yes, I've changed my mind. I'll listen to your proposition. Come over right away, Mr. Welch. You know the address.
And so the curtain falls on the first act of today's Stars Over Hollywood radio drama, Jury of My Peers, starring Phyllis Thaxter and brought to you by Carnation Evaporated Milk. Before we return to the second act, let's learn how to make your favorite casserole more appetizing and delicious. Our authority on foods and cooking has all the facts. So, here's Carnation's home service director, Mary Blake.
Well, Art, the story on how to have better casserole dishes begins with better cream sauce. And that means Carnation Evaporated Milk. Because double rich Carnation is the ingredient that makes the big difference. Now, maybe your favorite is ham and noodles. But whatever it might be, there's an easy way to make it better.
With your failure-proof cream sauce made with Carnation Evaporated Milk, right?
Yes, Art. Because Carnation cream sauce is a recipe that works every time, without lumpiness. And you know that's sort of a bugaboo with cream sauce.
Well, then by all means, tell us how to make it.
It's easy to prepare, Art. You just combine 2 tablespoons of butter with only 2 tablespoons of flour over low heat.
Combine 2 tablespoons butter with only 2 tablespoons flour over low heat.
Add 1 teaspoon salt.
1 teaspoon salt.
Then add 1 large can of undiluted Carnation evaporated milk. Stir until thickened.
Add a large can of undiluted Carnation and stir until thickened. Anything else?
No, that's all there is to it. Your delicious Carnation cream sauce is ready to use. Never lumpy, always smooth.
Well, that certainly sounds simple enough, Mary.
It is, Art, and fast, too. Besides that, your Carnation cream sauce is richer, because Carnation itself is more than double rich. And it's smoother, too, because Carnation is heat-refined for better blending.
So for better casserole dishes, always make the cream sauce with Carnation. And for all cream sauces, made faster, made smoother, made richer, make them with wonderful Carnation evaporated milk. The milk from contented cows. turn now to the second act of Jury of My Peers, starring Phyllis Thaxter in the role of Janice Kettmer. In a trying ordeal that has seemed almost like a nightmare, Janice Kettmer has been unjustly accused of the murder of her elderly, wealthy patron and friend, Nicholas Rundio. She has been tried and acquitted of the charge. But Janice has found that it doesn't all end there. The public in general is unwilling to accept a person who has been charged with such a crime, and she is unable to get work. Finally, she turns to a Mr. Welch, who plans to exploit her experience through an entertainment contract. In the apartment of her policewoman friend...
Mr. Welch, I believe you said you had an angle to earn money which wouldn't require my appearing in public.
I got it, Miss Kettmer.
What is it, please?
The inside story of your trial for publication.
But I'm not a writer.
Don't worry about that. I got under contract a ghostwriter. Very handy with the words, but he can't create.
I see. Just what would I have to do?
Practically nothing. You tell him all the details. I'll personally think up an angle on it. He'll write the story. The Sunday supplements eat up stuff like that.
I don't doubt it.
We'll drag it out to about 5 installments. Pull out all the stops. Plenty of heartthrobs.
It isn't really that kind of a story.
We'll smalt it up. Give him all the background on Nicholas Rundio. You know, wealthy, retired stockbroker, bachelor, playboy, collected guns as a hobby, sponsored young lady music students, the kind of a sugar daddy every gal would like to have.
He wasn't like that at all. He was a kind, sweet old man, all alone in the world. He loved music. He would have sponsored anybody whom he thought had real talent, man or woman. He was never anything but a courtly, old-fashioned gentleman, and so lonely.
That's it. That's the angle. Look, we got this. Old boy, lots of dough, nothing to spend it on. And comes along a young, beautiful girl. He should take a bow. And he falls for her. Falls hard, but he never tells her.
Mr. Welch,
he keeps it shut up inside, in here, hoping someday she'll go for him. Gives her plenty of time, but it don't happen. She doesn't go. He can't take it no longer, so he shoots himself.
He didn't. He wouldn't. It was an accident.
Say, how about his will? He left you some dough, didn't he?
There was a provision to take care of my musical studies. I'm not accepting it. Not one penny.
Good angle. We'll play that up, too. Lots of heart in it. Now, about the price. We ought to get easily $1,500, maybe $2,000.
Mr. Welch,
There'll be my commission, of course. I'll take the usual 10-20%. Then there's the writer, maybe $350 for him. All the rest
Janet,
of it...
I want to talk to you.
Oh, hello, Mr. Layton. Do you know Mr. Welch?
Glad to know you, Mr. Layton.
Janice, Ruth called me. I'm due in night court in 10 minutes, but I can't let you go through with this. You'll regret it the rest of your life.
No, look here, Mr. Layton.
You keep out of this. Janice, listen to me.
It's all right, Mr. Layton. I couldn't have gone through with it anyway.
Huh?
Mr. Welch, I'm sorry to have caused you all this inconvenience.
Well, now, look at
Goodbye, Mr. Welch.
Well, okay.
Janice.
I'm sorry, Mr. Layton.
Dan.
All right, Dan. I didn't know what I was doing. I was all mixed up. Oh, it's all so unfair. Thrown out of my apartment, people staring at me. Why, a girl even stopped me on the street today and asked me for my autograph. And nobody will give me a job.
Janice, darling, let me take care of you.
Dan, please, you've been so wonderful.
I love you, Janice. I want to take care of you. Will you marry me?
Oh, no, Dan.
Look, don't say anything right now. Think it over. And we'll talk about it tomorrow.
Dan, thank you. Thank you very much.
Janice, running away won't solve a thing. You've got to face it out. It's the only way.
I can't. I've got to leave town.
Honey, listen. When you were in that cell and in my charge, I often thought, there but for the grace of something or other is Policewoman Doyle. I kept thinking of how so very easily our positions could be reversed.
Not you, Ruth.
I kept wondering how I'd bear up under it. And I knew I wouldn't. Tough as I thought I was, I knew I could never go through it the way you did.
Oh, that's nonsense.
That's why I was on your side, watching you day after day, defying the prosecuting attorney, defying anybody to prove you killed Nicholas Rundio. Oh, honey, you were so darn brave.
I'm not brave.
Not if you run away now.
It isn't just me, Ruth. Now there's Dan.
Oh, if it had been me, I wouldn't have let the man out of my sight.
Ruth, I can't marry him.
Somebody passed a new law when I wasn't looking?
Think how that would look, a lawyer married to a woman who's just been on trial for murder.
And acquitted.
Yes, just by the jury. My picture was in the paper again this evening. They'll never let it die till they've wrung out the last bit of sensationalism. What would that do to Dan's career? It could ruin him.
All right, don't marry him. But you still don't have to run away.
Well, if I don't go away, I will marry him. I love him, Ruth, and it wouldn't be fair.
Layton speaking.
Ruth Doyle, Mr. Layton.
Yes, Ruth.
I'm getting to be a regular stool pigeon. Janet is coming south, Mr. Layton.
When?
Now. She's already gone. I called your place as soon as you left the house, but you were still in night court.
How long has she been gone?
An hour.
Does she have any money?
Not very much. Only what I could advance her on the piano. I'm supposed to sell it for her.
Well, then she'll probably have to travel by bus. I'll go right down to the station. Maybe I can head her off.
You better have a good case to present, Counselor.
I think I have. Thanks, Ruth. Janet, wait for me.
You shouldn't have followed me here, Dan. You can't let me change my mind.
Let me carry your bags for you. Where are you going?
Where nobody knows me. Where I can live a normal life.
Janet.
Please, don't tell me I should stay here and fight it out. I'm so tired.
I don't blame you, Janet. It's probably for the best. You'll be spared a lot of unhappiness and humiliation.
People staring at me.
And people like Mr. Welch.
Oh, I want to get a job and earn a living. To pick up a newspaper without finding a bad picture of myself looking back at me.
You're quite right.
You don't have to be so agreeable.
Well, I was going to say you may miss the big city.
Yes, I'll miss the city.
Still, in a small town, you might give piano lessons to children.
Oh, I don't think I'll do that.
Well, here we are. Now, don't forget to write to Ruth once in a while. She's very fond of you.
Yes, she's a wonderful person. I'll miss her terribly.
You might even drop me a card at Christmas time.
I'll miss you too, Dan. A lot.
Mm. It'll be worth it. Better take a last look at the old hometown.
Dan?
Yes?
Dan, I want you to know I think you're wonderful.
Matter of opinion. Yeah? Miss me a little, Dan?
Oh, Dan. I don't miss you. You and Ruth, everything.
It does seem like you can't run away just from the bad things. You've got to leave the good behind, too.
I don't want to go, Dan.
Well, then, stay. Marry me.
It's your career. They'll talk about you, too.
Oh, a lawyer can always use publicity.
Oh, Dan, if you kicked me, nobody would pay any attention, would they? They'd think I was just catching the bus.
Well, it wouldn't fool them. Your bus is gone.
Oh, well, then they think I just got off the bus. They think I just got back.
Well, then, welcome home, darling.
Oh, Dan, it's so good to be home.
So the curtain comes down on the final act of this week's Stars Over Hollywood show as presented by Carnation Evaporated Milk and starring Phyllis Baxter. Before we hear news about next week's show, let's have a curtain call for our star. Phyllis, that was really a fine performance.
That's good to hear, Art. Thank you.
We mean it sincerely. Right now, we'd like to have you join us in our after-the-show custom here. It's coffee, clean to perfection with Carnation Evaporated Milk. Here you are, Phyllis. I hope you like it.
Oh, thanks. That's really good. But it's no surprise to me, Art. I've known all about Carnation ever since our daughter Susan was a tiny baby.
Well, then I certainly don't have to convince you that there's just no finer milk anywhere.
No, sir. We started Susan out on Carnation formula, and we've kept it on hand ever since.
Well, then, you're one of the millions of parents who've learned that there's no better start in life, no better foundation for good health than Carnation evaporated milk. You know, it's a fact that 8 out of 10 mothers who feed their babies Carnation say their doctors recommended it.
That certainly speaks well for it.
Yes, Carnation is the milk every doctor knows. And now, Phyllis, in appreciation of your excellent performance, we'd like you to have this bouquet for your home. Red and white carnations, just like those pictured on every can of Carnation evaporated milk.
Oh, thanks ever so much, Art. And for now, goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, Phyllis Baxter. Next Saturday, Stars Over Hollywood will present Miss Mitzi Gaynor in a romantic play titled Call Me Love. And now here's Miss Gaynor.
As far as Chris is concerned, I might as well be in pigtails with a lollipop in one hand. Why must he always call me sister? Why can't he call me love?
Thank you, Mr. Gaynor. We'll all be listening next week to hear you in this charming play. The story on today's Stars Over Hollywood presentation was written by Robert C. Dennis. Supporting Miss Baxter were Les Tremaine as Dan, Paula Winslow, Lou Merrill, and Patrick McGeehan. The program was directed by Don Clark. Ladies, when you shop for groceries today, be sure you buy Carnation, the world's favorite brand of evaporated milk. No other form of milk comes in so handy, so many times, so many ways.
It's Carnation time when it's coffee time. It's Carnation time when you're cooking food. It's Carnation time at baby's feeding time. The milk stands and feathers cry for you. All around the farm, it's time to listen.
A word to all you mothers. If you'd like to hear your children ask for more milk, then start serving them Carnation malted milk today. Both extra delicious and extra nourishing, Carnation malted milk helps children maintain the vitality and good condition so important in resisting colds and flu. So get Carnation malted milk today at your favorite food store. And now for the Carnation Company and Stars Over Hollywood, this is Art Ballard, suggesting that you be sure to see the George Burns and Gracie Allen television show, brought to you by Carnation Evaporated Milk. Tune in every Saturday to hear the world's greatest motion picture stars on Stars Over Hollywood. Next Saturday, we are proud to present Mr. Gaynor in Call Me Love. Stay tuned now to hear City Hospital, which follows immediately over most of these stations. Stars Over Hollywood comes to you transcribed from our Hollywood studios and is heard in Canada over the Dominion Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. This is the CBS Radio Network.